Dear students, it's time to discuss the sample portfolio assignment. It's not an assignment, really. It's a semester-length project that we do together. So let's discuss this sample portfolio project, assignment, whatever you want. As much as I dislike the idea of this exercise, we're going to track a sample portfolio of stocks. Hey, it's one of the requirements of the course. I don't like the idea because it encourages and condones short-term thinking. Show me your results over 5 to 10 years, not 4 months. But since we only have a single semester, I guess it's the best we can do, right? And what you would get if you would buy the book at full price new is a subscription to a company called StockTrack. With StockTrack, you can put in a sample portfolio and decide how much money you want to invest. It's all phony money. It's not real. But there are many other websites that allow you to do this. We'll use Yahoo, but there are many others that allow you to do it. And what bothers me about this is that they turn it into a horse race. They want to see who does the best over 4 months, and then or the semester. And then at the end of the semester, whoever wins gets a T-shirt from StockTrack or something like that. I don't like it. I don't like it. I want to know how well you've done over the 5, 10, 20, 30 years, right? And let's continue reading. However, we haven't even covered mutual funds in detail yet, let alone stocks. So which ones would you decide to pick? We certainly don't want to spend a ton of time learning how to create and track a portfolio of stocks before we even cover stocks in detail. Talk about putting the cart before the horse. And this is one of the things that bothers me about the book. In chapter 2, they want you to learn all about trading and transactions. I think that's putting the cart before the horse, in my humble opinion. Therefore, we're going to do this together. We will create and track a portfolio of stocks together. As a class, we will choose 10 stocks. What we normally do is in the second remote, usually face-to-face, but now remote session, we will choose 10 stocks. Now, feel free to email me stocks you'd like to have considered, and we will diversify and create a portfolio of 10 stocks across several industries. If you have some intimate knowledge of a specific industry and the various companies in the industry, by all means, suggest a company or companies that you believe will outperform the market over the next months. And we start with $100,000. We don't have to utilize the whole $100,000. We may keep a certain percentage of the portfolio in cash. But if we do that, we'll assume we're getting 0.1 or 0.01%. And we will backdate it to the first day of class. So follow along. Every week or so, you're going to see a message saying, oh, this module, semester length sample portfolio project was altered. That's because I've added another week's worth of data. We can alter the portfolio throughout the semester. If the students scream and holler and say, we made a mistake, we want to buy this company. But as we said, feel free to create your own portfolio. See how well you do versus the class portfolio. And there, as I said, many websites, we use Yahoo, but I think MarketWatch has them, or they used to have them. Google used to have them, but they don't have them now. I assume, you know, the others, so check them out. But just follow along if that's all you really want to do. Remember, it ain't real money, okay? And remember, we want you to think long term. We want you to think 3, 5, 10 years ahead, not 3 or 4 months. See ya!